You're into sports, but nothing wrong with a little leisure time. Why not both?
You're going to have a heart attack by the time you're 40 if you don't learn to relax.
It's time for sports or leisure on The Zone with Jason Anderson.
All right, Sports or Leisure, 913-3810-810 is the phone number, 913-3810-810 to play a little sports or leisure today. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. Get that $25 to go get you a little Nuke Lelouch there, some Wilson wings, or as you like to say,
the Espinachos!
Is that how you actually order them?
Yeah, I yell them like that every time.
Weird.
I'm incapable of not being stoked about the Espinachos!
I am incapable of not being annoying. I've tried it.
That's true. I say it like a Spanish language soccer commentator. Was the word I was looking for. Commentator. Ooh, put some taters on that thing also. Yes. Hey, Johnny, are you listening?
So you ordered Espinacho!
Espinacho!
No, 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 no! Okay. Great. Good to know.
Sometimes I get a vuvuzela out. Really, they hate me there.
Yeah.
I keep ordering.
I get it.
Can't keep me away.
Just there?
I wish you guys had Espinachos.
Mm-hmm. Wish I had some Wilson wings or some Nuke Lelouch in front of me right now, but I certainly could do that soon. Johnny's Tavern, $25 for Johnny's Tavern, the premier sports bar in Kansas City, 10 locations, including Lawrence and Topeka. It is Johnny's Tavern, Sports or Leisure today. Hey, here's how you play in case you don't know. Give us a call first, 913-3810-810. That's the phone number. And you get a sports question, you get a leisure question. If you get them both right, hey, you win the prize. Either of them wrong, you lose. But the question is out there, available for someone to call in and request if they know the answer to it, if they have Googled, whatever it might be. We do not give out the answer until it is answered correctly, or if we have just simply run out of time to play because they are sticklers about us being off the air by 2 o'clock. So that is the maximum amount of time we can play is until 2 o'clock. So if that question is not answered, then we just simply give out the answer at that point. So that is how you play at 913-3810-810. What we haven't decided yet, and this is all in your court, along with Beards, is how we're giving away the tickets to the 100-year celebration for WHB that was going to be given away somehow on the Twitch stream, right?
Twitch has found some winners through Beards' dark means and dark materials.
Okay. So somehow, and Beards is answering the phone right now.
Yep,
so
I was going to ask him to explain what his system was, but he seems busy now.
So it is the 100-year celebration coming up 1 week from today at the Midland Theater. That's Thursday, August 11th, with the celebration that is going to be sports and entertainment and broadcasting and just a fantastic night. It's going to be a lot of fun. We talked yesterday in a meeting of all the different things that are going to be happening on the stages there. So it's going to be a blast, just a lot of fun, and you're going to want to be there for that. Stephen St. John and Dustin Colquitt emceeing the event, other different parts with on-air staff members, some other performances and things like that, and some cool surprises that'll be there along the way as well. So a couple of tickets to the 100-year celebration that will be given away on Twitch somehow.
I'm not sure what Beards did, but he did something. I think we've got winners. So if you want to keep joining in on, I think we have winners, plural. I think we might have. I don't know. I don't want to speak for the numbers that the Beards has laid out there, but I think we've got Twitch winners from today. Anybody who watches on the Twitch, the Facebook, the YouTube, the Twitter, you're already a winner in my book.
So that was only through Twitch that you could win that one, or could you have won it through like Facebook comments
comments? We were having issues with our YouTube and our Facebook today for some reason.
Okay. So effectively,
yes. For today, it was just Twitch. But we'll work on that. Maybe we'll have some more for tomorrow once those are working correctly.
Yeah, so then we should give away specifically to a Facebook watcher and specifically to a YouTube watcher.
That's okay with me.
And then to a Twitch watcher.
I think that's great.
Because we've given away tickets to the text line as well. And, of course, we've done a lot of call-ins and ticket drops.
Yeah. We've been out there putting tickets in the hands of human beings.
Getting tickets.
We got tickets.
They got Michael A. Taylor.
We got tickets. We got Johnny's. We got Sports or Leisure. We've got a plan.
I think I enjoy Curtis's impression of said Mizzou fan with Michael Porter Jr. I'm getting tickets when they were talking about the Royals. And Curtis, out of nowhere, just went, "They got Michael A. Taylor. Michael Taylor. I'm getting tickets. They got Stephen St. John. Dustin Colquitt. Getting tickets."
Get your tickets.
They are emceeing the event that's coming up. But ticket drop the other day.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Got to shake some babies, kiss some hands.
I hope you did not do that.
Nope, other way around. Sorry. There were no babies.
Yeah.
Okay. I shook some hands.
Did you kiss some hands?
No.
Did you bend the knee?
No, I shook some hands, did some hits. Not
with
people,
hit
hits on the commercials, doing live hits from location.
Have we announced the ticket drop for tomorrow yet?
I don't know.
But I know there will be a ticket drop tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
I believe it involves a dear friend of ours who was in the studio moments ago, I believe. But I'm not trying to put Lebo's business out there.
Yeah, it's Lebo of some sort, but it's not like at his house. Like, it's not a ticket drop to where you got to go to Lebo's house.
If you want
to
get tickets to the event, you can call Todd Lebo's personal cell phone. Right. His number is 913.
Yep. 752-6398. I have no idea. I apologize.
Now call that phone number.
There is somebody out there going, whoa, that's my number.
I should have bought a lottery ticket. What the bleep?
Dang it, I won. No, you lost, actually. So that'll be tomorrow. So we got a lot of those things going on. But we have given away the tickets on the Twitch, just so I'm aware of this. Okay, very good. All right, so now let's give away $25 to Johnny's Tavern. You know how to play. You know what you're playing for. Here are the categories today. Lebo's already announced it? Okay, great. So then if you haven't heard it, tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. I guess what would be the point of like not letting you know where you could go tomorrow at this particular business to go and get some tickets?
It's a secret drop, you know? Sometimes that makes it even more underground.
So Casey Cards and Collectibles.
There you go.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock, Todd Lebo will be there, and you can get some tickets. Getting tickets! So another way to win tickets to the 100-year celebration. All right, categories on the sports side. We've got Royals trades still going on. We got a few home run derby questions left over. We got Major League Baseball, and we've got NBA. Major League Baseball, NBA, some home run derby, and of course, plenty of Royals trades questions with the trade deadline passing this week. What about leisure, Josh?
We have, I've pared some things down. I've also brought a beloved category back today.
All right.
We have the Corey Anderson Memorial Sack. So Corey's sack of questions. Those are some that Corey left behind when he left. We have The Godfather and Full House. Those are, I've not seen either of those things, but intern Dylan had.
It's going to be an odd category for you then.
I had to delete some of them that I just absolutely had no point of reference for. We have a few of those still. An entire book full of Marvel Cinematic Universe questions and the return of the pun name game.
Yeah.
The gist of the pun name game is this. I'll give you one of the example ones I've used in the past.
Why don't you give an example?
If you build it, this was before the trade deadline. This is an old one. But if you build it, this Royals jack of all trades will come and play any position you want.
Whip Merrifield of Dreams.
Bazinga.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right.
Got it in one.
Yeah.
That's how it works. That one won't be an option, obviously, but we got a bunch of those that I think are pretty strong today.
All right. All right. I am ready to go. Briscoe, you good to go?
Good to go.
Beards? That's okay. Close we didn't enough. Expect him to be good to go anyway. Let's go to Dominic first up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What side do you want to start with, sir? Sports or leisure?
Let me go with the MCU, baby.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
I got to scroll.
Was it Dominique from last week with the MCU as well? That, or is this a different?
Sir, okay. This is him.
Okay. Here we go. All right.
I'm here.
I got to pick. You want the appropriate degree of difficulty to prove your own value here, right?
Go ahead. Give me what you got.
What planet is the Soul Stone located on?
Soul Stone.
I wouldn't have gotten this. This is an intern Dylan special, but this right here, this is the best for the best.
Aren't they all intern Dylan specials? Yeah. He's the one that came up with these questions, not you.
They stole this in Infinity War when he killed Gamora. Thanos, he killed Gamora for the Soul Stone. And it was, I believe it was Vormir.
Yes.
You were ready. I should have doubted you for a second.
Look, man, come on. Dominique's calling in. He's going to get his MCU question. He's going to get it right.
Incredible.
Take that, Dylan. Huh? Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I bet Dylan somewhere is proud.
But he might be doing that right now. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not here to judge, but good for you. So Dylan's like, you know what? Proud, Dominique.
Sending Dominique back to Johnny's. If he can get the sports side.
Back to sports is what he's doing. Sports side, we got Royals trades. We got Home Run Derby. We got some Major League Baseball. We got some NBA.
Let's get some NBA action going.
All right, NBA for you. You know what? Let's go off brand here. Let's have not a question that the answer is LeBron. So we'll go elsewhere. Steph Curry surpassed 80 three-pointers made in the postseason this year for the fourth time in his career. So he has now done it 4 years where he's had at least 80 three-pointers made. There's been only one other such postseason in NBA history with at least 80 made threes. Lord. Steph has done it four times. Who's the in the postseason? One postseason making 80 threes that postseason. Who is it?
Is it recent?
It's not like last year recent, but it's recent. This player is still playing. I'll tell you that much.
Ooh. They had 80 threes in the postseason. In the postseason, like in the whole postseason, he had 80 threes.
In one postseason year, he made at least 80 three-pointers.
I'll give you some specifics. He had 98 that postseason.
Interesting. How many did Steph have that postseason?
Let's check.
I have my guess. I figured out my guess.
Because I'm going to guess.
Don't you know the answer?
Well, I'm going to guess that was one of Steph's 4 years. Because we know this was a year that he had at least 80.
See.
There
right.
were three other postseasons Steph has participated in which he's had at least 80 threes.
I'm going to go with his teammate, Klay Thompson.
Hey, Splash Brothers right. in the house.
Good work.
Nice job. Klay Thompson in 2006. Yeah. Klay Thompson, 98 and 2000.
I was thinking, and I was like, it was kind of obvious, but I was like,
you know what?
Try it.
That reaction is a reaction of somebody who did not Google it.
That's true.
That is a reaction. That is a genuine reaction of, hold on, I won.
I'm sitting in the locker room right now, about to go to work. So.
Nice. Yeah. Locker room, where do you work? Can you tell us?
Urban Distribution over in Edwardsville, Kansas.
Okay. Very good, man. Hey.
Vormir and Klay Thompson.
Have a good day
Johnny's.
At work.
I mean, that's great right
Have
there.
A good day at work, and when you're done, you got $25 at Johnny's Tavern. So there you go, Dominique.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good one.
Absolutely. You too. 913-3810-810. There you go. Beards is talking to Dominique right now, so he's not able to then just tell us how many did Steph have in 2016?
2016?
Yeah, 2016 and 2017. What a hell of a run!
Hang on. I got a... he had 68. No, that's a lie. He had 80.
So he had 80 exactly? So that was one of Steph's four.
There you
go. Name the only year in NBA history where two different players had at least 80 three-pointers made. I'm going to say 2016.
I think Steph had 2016 in 2016, and Klay probably had more than 80.
I would not have been like, no, it doesn't sound right that he had 2,000 three-pointers made in one postseason.
I mean, he's pretty good.
Some would say he's the best at shooting
so if
threes.
You, if, just for fun, if you want to know.
I do
The year
know.
Before, he had 98. Then that year had 80, and then the last 2 years he had 92 and 91.
So 98 is the record?
I don't know about the record. I haven't
hit
gone
triple,
through all
hit
of NBA history.
Triple digits, man. Come on.
Well, no, because
well, we it's never been more
but
than
But it's
80.
only happened once.
Then yes.
So it's only Klay Thompson or Steph Curry, and Klay had...
98.
Klay had 98. So Steph's 4 years were not 98, right?
He had 198.
So 98 is the... So Klay Thompson...
He's pretty. Even, they're pretty good at shooting.
Didn't even get triple digits. Try being good at basketball.
Klay Thompson is tied for the most three-pointers made in one postseason.
Both came too short of being cool, having a fun stat.
Well, just like too short, you got to get in where you fit in. And Klay Thompson, as a Splash Brother, fits right in. Let's go to... Avery next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Avery, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, man?
Can I do MCU?
Yeah, absolutely. In Captain Marvel, the Flurkins are a race of extremely dangerous aliens that resemble what?
House cats.
Boom!
Hey, Frisco, do you like spicy?
Do I what?
Do you like spicy stuff?
Yeah.
You ever drizzle like buffalo sauce or flaming sauce on your espinachos?
No, I haven't, but I'll start maybe today.
Yeah, I used to work at Johnny's. It's pretty good.
That sounds fantastic.
I'm
the winner today. This is great.
I was
the buzzer again.
A little concerned that was going to be a question that led into then a got him.
Yep. I was playing defense there for a second, but once you mentioned the nachos again, I knew we were back in a safe space. Because you don't or anyone else dare call this show and ever disrespect Espinachos. You get instantly hung up on for that. That's a rule I'm instituting today.
All right, on the sports side, Avery, we've got some Royals trades, we got NBA, we've got Home Run Derby, and we've got Major League Baseball.
I'll do NBA.
NBA. Okay, so Giannis became the fourth player to score at least 200 points, grab 80 rebounds, and collect 40 assists in one series in NBA history. So that's 200 points, 80 rebounds, 40 assists in one series. Name any of the other three.
Would you call one of these guys like the greatest ever? Like you personally, maybe?
I mean, smart people would.
I'll try LeBron.
Yay, LeBron did that in 2015. Well done. The only reason I went name any of the three is because the other two are kind of difficult. So the other two are back in the 60s, Oscar Robertson and Elgin Baylor. So, like, if you think about it, like, okay, that would make sense. But if you're saying name two of them, well, LeBron and then, you know, a lot of the particulars or the specifics that we get to players that have done that in their career, you know, LeBron's the... It's odd that he's the answer of so many of these crazy, like, historical questions. It's weird.
Avery, that's a coincidence.
Avery will
it
put
doesn't
you...
mean that he's the greatest.
No, not at all. We'll put you on hold, man. Congratulations. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. I'm telling you, he wins every time.
I was going to say something funny, but then you said that, and all the funny left the room.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't seek out questions that he's the answer to. It's just that he's the answer to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's the opposite. Like, I'm not seeking that out. It's just that it happens to be that, you know, he's done some pretty amazing things.
Two greatest NBA players of all time, LeBron James, Klay Thompson. I agree, man. I think that's really brave of you to say publicly.
It's about time somebody admitted it.
I'm with you.
Absolutely. Well, that exhausts the NBA category.
Is it that it?
Yeah, because we got a lot of NBA questions last week.
Wow.
And so we had three left over this week.
Marvel and the NBA send people to Johnny's. That's what we've learned.
Yeah.
That's the combo.
We had three left over this week, so I thought, that's probably enough for the hour. And then it was brought to my attention before this hour started that Beards was like, hey, yeah, one of those NBA questions we used last week. I'm like, oh, I didn't mark that off.
It was the one that stumped like literally everybody.
Yeah, I didn't mark it off, and therefore I would have come up with a couple more NBA questions if there was only two, you know. But that's okay. NBA gone. That means we get into the category, hopefully, at some point that I spent the most time on, and that is Royals Trades.
So nobody asked for that one.
Exactly.
Nobody asked for Royals Trades or the pun name game.
I can just go to like random ESPN stats online and it'll give me like NBA trivia questions all over the place. And then, you know, I got to actually look up the Royals Trades one myself. All right, let's go to Lucas next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. $25 at Johnny's Tavern we're giving away. Lucas, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Well, I was going to start with Royals Trades, but yes. I think I'm just going to do Major League Baseball instead.
That's too bad. I was going to give you the easiest Royals Trades questions. Now you get the toughest Major League Baseball one. That's a terrible exchange for you.
The answer to this one is Tungsten Armo Doyle, just so you know.
Tungsten Armo Doyle. Let's go. You know what? This one just came up this week. Aaron Judge.
Judge question.
See? He had 42 home runs at the end of July. That's tied for the third most all-time before August. So it's tied for the third most. That means there are two ahead of him, and he's tied with somebody else. So there are four players that have had at least 42 home runs before August. Name two of the other three players besides Aaron Judge.
Well, it's probably going to be Barry Bonds. Cause...
That would be the that would be one of them. He had 45 before August.
And then which other steroid boy do we want to go with? Mark McGwire?
Mark McGwire tied with Bonds at 45.
All right.
And do you want to take a guess as to who Judge is tied with at 42?
Sammy Sosa?
Yeah, well done.
All right.
Well done. That is exactly
that
right. Yes,
yeah.
It's Sammy Sosa, 42, Judge, 42, and then McGwire and Bonds both had 45. There's something in common with three of the four. Well, really, there's something in common with all four because the other three were clearly on steroids, and Aaron Judge is actually a human growth hormone. Like, he is just the human embodiment of HGH.
He will be 12 feet tall by the time he retires.
Like,
he just keeps
that's
growing.
What human growth hormone looks like.
Yeah. He's like the universe. He's constantly still expanding.
They actually tap the resource from his body to then create HGH. It's just actually just Judge GH.
He
Judge
is the
growth hormone.
Youth.
It's JGH. Judge growth hormone. So there you go. 42 for Aaron Judge, 42 for Sosa, McGwire and Bonds both having 45. All right, on the leisure side.
I'll tell you again real quick here. You got Corey Sack, The Godfather, Full House, MCU, and the pun name game.
Well, I mean, we got to stay with MCU, right?
It's been producing nothing but winners so far. So you just you can also be a winner, $25 to Johnny's Tavern, if you can tell me which movie did Thanos make his first official appearance in.
Oh, his first. It was the end credits scene.
Tell you what, you're on the right track. You've identified the curveball here.
Yeah, it was after the first Avengers movie, like the Avengers.
That is correct.
Oh, Beards was like, let's just move this along.
It's an Avengers post-credit scene. No, you got it and won. That is absolutely correct.
It's not even like that. That's it. Let's just move on. There you go. You've won.
That's a winner.
Nice job, Lucas. We will put you on hold and get your information as well, because you and Dominique and Avery can all go to Johnny's Tavern together and have a big party of Espinachos.
Ugh.
So,
lots of Espinachos.
Think about all the Espinachos you could buy for $75 for three people. You could cover the whole table in that.
Well, how much do they cost? So then
they're a great value.
Because then I can tell you how many. Yeah, you, I
I'm
have
thinking
to think
about it in size and scope. Honestly, Jason, I know you're really about the numbers. I'm about how it makes me feel. You know, I don't care how many chips there are. I do care how many carbs are in them total, but that's for me personally. Imagine how happy you would be if you walked in and you just saw, like, if this whole desk in here was covered in Espinachos.
That would be a pretty awesome desk. Be my favorite desk ever.
I don't know if there's any reason for this to ever happen, but Johnny's, if you're listening, if you ever need to dump me in Espinaca dip for any promotional reason, like a Gatorade bath.
Just in case you ever needed to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just will have my mouth open the whole time. That's the only thing I can promise for sure. But I would like to do that.
Just in case. So I thought this happened today. I'm watching, you know, there's TVs behind you.
Whoa!
So we can.
Those been there the whole time?
I can watch things while you're talking and sort of space out.
I gotta just find a way to keep you engaged, you know.
So I thought this happened today, so I had to go and look. I'm like, well, is this an afternoon game going on? But Astros and Red Sox, that Jordan Alvarez got four strikes in an at bat. He ended up still getting retired after he struck out, but they didn't. So. The first pitch comes in, it's called strike. Second pitch is a foul. Third pitch, called strike. Fourth pitch, ground ball to first.
Has nobody noticed? Nobody figured out
the pitchers,
what was happening?
Like, you would think the catcher, the pitcher, the battery would be like, hey, yeah, that's strike three.
That's three.
Like, I can understand Alvarez going,
yeah.
I mean, if you're not going to make me move, squatter's rights.
I will never... I'll never leave the batter's box again.
Hey, Bregman, get the hell out of here, all right? I was here first. Yeah. I'm not going to move. So, at least they got him out, right? What if he hits a home run and they win the game based on that because he got four strikes?
Would have been kind of awesome, honestly. It would have been cool with it.
Yeah, totally. Let's go to Cole next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Sports or leisure, Cole? What side do you want to start with?
Let's start with the leisure side, gentlemen.
Gosh, which category do you like here? Corey Sack, The Godfather, Full House, MCU, or the pun name game?
You know what? I'm going to get a little Full House in there.
Thank you. Okay, right. A little variety. You just tell me, all you got to do is tell me who the actor was who made a guest star appearance as the annoying cousin to DJ's friend Julie.
Oh, shoot. DJ's friend's cousin.
The annoying cousin of DJ's friend Julie.
Ooh.
I have exactly one very light hint I can give if this doesn't leap to mind, but I'm not going to give it to you.
Give me a light hint.
A light hint? The light hint is that I have not seen Full House, and I know who this person is.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is like
roasting me there.
This is no. I'm saying it's like
I'm trying
a celebrity cameo kind of situation.
I'm trying to picture the episode, like and we watch Full House all the time, and I'm trying to picture the episode of the annoying cousin.
I will offer you one other lifeline, and this is going to come to the desk of Jason Anders. You can file an appeal to Jason, and if Jason waves it off. I would go to another question because I have no frame of reference for what a difficult Full House question is.
Actually, our appeals also go to Roger Goodell. So going to be the one that actually has to
so
decide.
You wouldn't be the one who would do that then?
Nope. It's
I want to say for some reason, I want to say Donnie Wahlberg. I don't know why. That's the first thing that came to my noggin.
I snuck in another hint and neither of you guys got it.
No.
Jason didn't even catch it.
No, I did not. And I catch everything, typically.
You catch everything,
yes.
Man.
Cole, thank you for playing, man. I appreciate it.
Sorry,
and thank you
Cole,
for going
somebody
for
had,
Full House.
Yeah. Somebody had to lose, and somebody had to get a full house question out of here. So call back next week for a Marvel question. We'll send you Johnny.
You know, more Full House questions that aren't stupid like that one.
I didn't write it. That's Dylan's fault. Boom. Eat it, intern Dylan.
Oh, Dylan, I got all these crazy, great MCU questions, but my Full House questions are crap.
Why are we making fun of Dylan? He's a good kid.
Not even here anymore.
He's a good kid. Well, he's at back
he's
at
no longer with us.
Back at school.
He's, yeah, that's what I meant.
Still
he's
with
no longer
us.
With us. Yeah, no, he's not here anymore though, right? He's not.
Christmas vacation. I'm just looking
there, right?
For something for my wife. God rest her soul.
Got some Christmas vacation.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry.
Sack.
Oh no, no, she's not. Just divorced. I got the house. She got the kids. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. Sports or Leisure continues. $25 to Johnny's Tavern. More Zone next.
The Zone with Jason Anderson.
What's the category?
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Know what's going on here.
Weekdays from 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, we continue playing some Sports or Leisure on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's presented by Johnny's Tavern. $25 to Johnny's Tavern on the line. We're giving away for those that get a sports question and a leisure question right. Resetting the categories. We've got Royals trades. We've got Home Run Derby. We've got Major League Baseball, and that is it.
On the leisure side, we've got Corey's sack of questions. The Godfather, Full House, one question out there now. MCU. And the pun name game, where I bring a name that you know and with another name that you know, and sometimes it's not just a first name. It's like Whit Merrifield of Dreams. You get it.
Yep. Before we get back to the phone lines, let's hear from Bill Belichick at a press conference. Since the tampering charge came out for the Miami Dolphins, they lost a first rounder. They lost a third rounder. We know that they had been talking to Tom Brady the entire last year he was with the Patriots. So Belichick, first opportunity talking with the media. This is about a minute and a half, 2 minutes long. This is Bill Belichick and the reaction to the Miami tampering.
Yeah, I'm not really worried about that. We're just trying to have a good training camp here.
Do you have any idea the Dolphins are tampering with your starting quarterback that season?
Yeah, focused on training camp here. That's all in the past.
Yeah, sorry, that was 8 seconds. I said a minute and a half. It was 8 seconds. I apologize.
You had to really speed it up.
I wanted to make sure I had the right clip.
Yeah, I had to tell Beers, like, no, you're good. I'm just being stupid here.
Unbelievable.
8 seconds.
I hadn't even considered. Like, it's not just a divisional rival. They were tampering with Tom Brady,
your quarterback,
while he was with another season to go as your quarterback.
And
I bet he said more in private.
Probably. One more clip to play because this is about 30 seconds or so. Chris Brockman, who was on the Rich Eisen show, had a theory. Once we found out that the tampering thing with Tom Brady. Had a theory of when Tom Brady was on the shop. Remember the quote from Tom Brady on the shop when he said, "You're sticking with that mother bleeper?" He now thinks it's Ryan Fitzpatrick because of the Dolphins thing. That Fitzpatrick played in 19. They brought Fitzpatrick back for 20 and drafted Tua. And it all fell apart with Tom Brady. Here's that clip from the shop. That, you know, still people were, everybody was trying to figure out which quarterback he was referring to. But here's that 30-second clip that got everybody wondering, which quarterback is that mother bleeper?
There was a story in free agency. One of the teams, they were interested, and all of a sudden, they weren't interested at the very end. I was sitting there thinking, you're sticking with that mother Are you serious? Tom probably had no desire to go to that team, but now it's like, why don't you want me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. When I look back, I'm like, there's no way I would have went to that team. But they said they didn't want me, and I know what that means. I know what that feels like, and I'm going to you up because of that.
I don't think it can be Miami.
It can't be. That's exactly right.
He still wants to be there.
That's why I wanted to play the whole thing, is because it was starting to make its rounds of Brady was talking about Fitzpatrick, and couldn't have been Fitzpatrick because I was like, you probably didn't even want to go there. Exactly.
Yeah, he said exactly.
And it didn't even matter. It's like, I wouldn't have gone there anyway. But you said no to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to bleep you up now because of that. So it can't be Fitzpatrick. A lot of people thought it was Chicago or San Francisco with Jimmy G.
Carolina?
A lot of people thought Chicago and Mitchell Trubisky or San Francisco and Jimmy G.
Those San Francisco makes a lot of sense, but I think you might have wanted to go to San Francisco.
But the Chicago one makes sense. It's like, I don't even want to go
exactly.
To that team anyway.
Can I throw out one wild card?
Yes.
The Titans?
Tannehill was talked about too.
Tannehill could definitely be that mother bleeper.
But he's got a relationship with Vrabel, so would that fit the category of I don't even want to go there anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm thinking about now.
It's Chicago.
Now it being in the NFC South, you know, he was then putting mm-hmm. them in the crosshairs. I think it's probably just Mitchell Trubisky.
Yeah, it wouldn't be New Orleans because I don't think he's going to say that about Drew Brees.
Like, you're sticking with that mother bleeper.
Yeah,
Drew
you're right.
Brees?
That there was
it
still,
was at the end where
was
Brees
still an
was
extra year
really,
of Drew Brees,
but yeah,
he was there physically. He was there.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines, and we hear from Andrew playing a little sports or leisure. Andrew, what side do you want to start with, sir?
Let's go MCU.
Okay. What landmark does Peter Parker rescue his classmates from in Spider-Man Homecoming?
The Washington Monument.
That's right.
Most of these I would not have gotten, despite having seen almost all of these movies. You guys have been a machine today.
Would you have gotten that one?
Nope.
Okay, I didn't know.
I saw that movie recently. It was good.
I didn't know if maybe that was most of these I would have not have gotten, but that one I would have been right.
I forgot about it.
Sorry. All right, Royals Trades, Home Run Derby, Major League Baseball, Andrew.
I'll do Royals Trades.
All right, very good. You're
Bless
the first
you.
One to do it. Let me
Thank
find
you.
The easiest freaking question for
Jason
Royals Trades.
Jason is wiping sweat from his brow. So glad you chose his category.
You know what? Let's go with this one. This is a well-known topic of conversation around the Royals and drafts and trades and things like that. Sean Manaea was traded for Ben Zobrist at the trade deadline. Royals were able to draft Sean Manaea and sign him because of the money they saved on which first-round draft pick that year, who is currently a Royal.
Oh.
Darn it, I thought that was the easiest one, my bad. Because he's still a Royal, and he was a first-round draft pick, and he was a top-10 pick, and he's much discussed because there were a lot of really good players drafted after him that signed for less money, even if he was a signability guy.
Oh, crud.
You know, he plays defense like that.
Oh, great. Alberto Mondesi.
No, he wasn't drafted. Then give him another shot. Mondesi wasn't drafted. Had to be drafted around the time that Sean Manaea was drafted, you know, in that area. Yeah. Still on the Royals. Defensively liability, but still playing.
Hunter Dozier.
Hey, well done. It was Hunter Dozier. Nice job. Hunter Dozier is the guy they drafted to save money for Sean Manaea. And then, of course, if you want to really be a masochist, you can go back and look at that draft year and see the players after Hunter Dozier that signed for less money than Hunter Dozier did that you could have drafted them while also having the signability to get Sean Manaea. But who's counting? Nobody. It's dumb. You know what you're counting, Andrew? $25 to Johnny's Tavern. That's what you're counting. Well done, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. $25. Johnny Tavern to Andrew. That is winner number
four. Four or five.
Four for Andrew.
We are giving the stuff away today. I guess that's the point, huh?
Let's go to, I think Johnny's would probably prefer to give the gift cards away rather than you guys not giving anybody any gift cards.
We
whatsoever.
Just give advanced geometry questions every week. We make you sit there and try to work it out for a whole hour. You got to show your work.
Does E in fact equal MC squared? That's the question. You know what? Recite pi.
Do you know what all those stand for? Let's really dissect this.
I like that when we get off, off topic, then Beards is like, keep it moving.
I think Beards should just start saying that on air so people know.
Just keep your mic open for that. All the cues the rest of the hour, Beards.
Yeah, just
mic on
let
for
people.
The
people need to know. People need to know
Come
how
on, guys,
hard you
go.
Work for us
we
to
got,
still be
time
this
time
late.
Let's go to John next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. John, Sports or Leisure, what side do you want to start with?
Sports, and I'm actually going to go to the Royals trade category too.
All right, now let's find the what year stretch that you would like for the Royals trade question to be.
Well, I'm in my 40s, so I may not know a whole lot about the 70s, but
In your 40s, you're same age as me, so let's go with this one. Who are the three players the Royals got back in the Carlos Beltran trade?
John Buck.
There you go.
One of them, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Jean Buck.
There was a pitcher with a, oh, God.
There was a pitcher.
Name that was just kind of, it was like a plain standard kind of name.
I think if you can get that I think you win.
Yeah, I think Tony Pena used to say Mo-woo.
It's not Will Smith, but it's some kind of name like that. I feel like
Will and Smith, neither of those names. And this pitcher didn't slap either, so wasn't that all that good?
Dang it.
Trying to think who else.
He did throw with his right hand.
That's
though.
Better.
Thank you. Yes. It's a very, very much of a fan favorite in this trade, you know? Very much fan favorite.
It was?
Oh, yeah.
along with Jumbo.
So I'm clearly missing. I'm missing the big name.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to get it.
Dang it. John. Beards is yelling
at us. That
was
Beards saying,
John,
keep it moving.
Thank you, John. I appreciate it, man. That question is out there. 913-3810-810. Let's go to George next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. George, what side would you like to start with, sir, sports or leisure?
I'm going to do that Royals question you just had.
Okay, so John Buck was right. Who were the other two players in the Beltran trade?
Tehan was
yep.
one of them.
Mark Tehan.
And Mike Wood.
It's Mike Wood, if Tony Pena was talking. Jumbo, Yimi Yabo, and Mike Wood.
What about the leisure side? Corey Sack, The Godfather, Full House, MCU, or the pun name game?
I always enjoyed when Tony Pena used to say focus.
That's what Beards is going to tell you here in a second if you interrupt the flow of the questions again.
I also enjoyed when the media would try to get Tony Pena to say focus. Because he would like say, like, well, you know, the Fuckus was not great.
That was bold of you, man. I can't believe how
Fuckus.
Hard you dove into that twice, really.
Focus.
This is going to be a Beard's all-time least favorite show.
That's a true story. He said
I
focus.
I believe you. You don't
he
have to say
focus.
It that way. What category do you want, sir?
He said focus.
Godfather.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You sound as annoyed as Beard's does. what is the Sicilian tradition that is talked about at the beginning of the movie?
Say it again.
What's the Sicilian tradition discussed at the beginning of the movie?
That the Godfather has to talk to or greet people that have asked a favor of him.
Can I get something more specific? It's no Sicilian. The phrasing of the question, the answer is no Sicilian can do this thing. Can.
Din.
Refuse
yes.
This thing at a certain yeah. Context.
Yeah, but you pretty much got it.
It's very
George.
Close. There's a specific yeah. There's a specific phrase.
Beard's also giving him the correct answer.
Yeah,
is saying keep it moving.
It's
as
the
well.
Correct answer.
That's also that's, fine.
Yeah, you can't refuse a favor on your daughter's wedding.
On your daughter's wedding day. Is that was on yes. my daughter's wedding day? Is the phrase yes. I was looking for? But Beard's made it. Beard thought it was close. Jason thought it was close. I think it's close. I'm good with it.
Here we go. There we go.
That's a. You
thanks,
also
Bert.
You also got Jason to drop
and
two
George,
F-bombs.
And
answer.
George was able to focus right along with all the Royals at that time as
thank
well.
You, George.
George, thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We do have to mark him being annoyed saying Godfather.
Yeah.
Godfather.
I think he had a teammate on the other side of the glass. Beards, how you holding up over there?
Godfather.
That is right. That is the intonation.
Make it stop. Let's go to... I just want... My Johnny's Tavern gift card.
Same.
I have to stay around here so that I can get the gift card. Let's go to Matt next up on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Matt, sports or leisure, what side do you want to start with, sir?
I'll try that Full House one that's out there.
All right.
I'm going to find it. Here it is. Who is the actor or the... Yeah, well, you might have it. Who made a guest star appearance as the annoying cousin to DJ's friend Julie?
So I vaguely remember a... Steve Urkel,
nice.
Jaleel White crossover.
Yeah, we would have accepted either one.
That is correct.
We would have accepted Urkel or Jaleel White or Stephon Urkel. You know,
or Steve White.
Even though it was not Stephon that day. All right, on to the sports side, sir. We got Royals trades, we got Home Run Derby, we got Major League Baseball.
Oh, those are all pretty hard. Whatever's the easiest. I guess Royals trades.
Royals trades for you, okay. Sure, that may not be the... You know what? Here's an easy one for you. We're just going to go Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Aaron Judge robbed MJ Melendez of a home run over the weekend. It's Judge's eighth career home run robbery. Since his first one in 2017, eight is the second most in Major League Baseball in that time. What player since 2017 has more than Aaron Judge's eight home run robberies? Now, a reason why I said this is probably a little bit easier and you wanted Royals trades type ones, but then I decided to go with this one because this is an easier answer than some of the Royals trades, although he might have been an answer to some of the Royals trades. He's not a Royal, but he was a damn fine one for a while. And he is actually no longer playing as of
a couple of months.
Okay, I gotta go with Lorenzo Cain. There.
There you go. It is Lorenzo Cain. If it was just some random outfielder, I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that Aaron Judge is the second most since 2017, and he's only surpassed by Lorenzo Cain, who's got 9 home run robberies. That's a winner as well to Johnny's Tavern. Matt is going. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it, sir. Well done.
Thank you.
Last contestant, because we are running short on time, and Beards is annoyed. Ben! Wraps it up here. Ben, Sports or Leisure, let's see if we can get a walk-off here. Sports or Leisure, Ben, what side do you want to start with?
Oh, let's try the pun name game.
Thank you!
He's already a winner.
Thank you so much. Here's your question. The Chiefs' current right tackle held down the starting job last year and currently projects to be the starter at right tackle in Week 1. As long as he doesn't get distracted trying to catch that dang roadrunner.
I was going to guess it before you even gave the second part of it.
I want people to get comfortable with the game.
Okay. Oh, come on, Ben. Come on, Ben.
Okay, I'm thinking here.
You can talk it out if you need to also. What part did you get?
Can you just say the second part of the end?
Yeah, it's just as long as he doesn't get distracted trying to catch that dang roadrunner.
Okay, that's the Coyote.
Who's the right tackle?
So Wile E. Coyote?
Well, that might be who it's referring to. So I need the whole name in the style of Whit Merrifield of Dreams. This would be.
I'm going blank on the right tackle. He was just freaking interviewed.
You're right. You're just going blank on his first name.
You're really close.
Your first name.
Oh, gosh, what's his first name?
I will tell you that he shares the same first name as a former left fielder of the Royals, now current left fielder for the Yankees.
Mitch?
Current left fielder for the Yankees, was a Royal left fielder this year, in fact, for most of this year.
And you do?
Andrew.
Whoa.
Andrew?
Whoa. Andrew Coyote?
What? Andrew? What?
Wile E. Coyote.
All right, we got it. That counts. It counts because Beards is annoyed. So on to the sports side, we got Royals trades.
Just give me a Major League Baseball.
Just a regular Major League Baseball. Okay, yeah. So let's go with Albert Pujols' first All-Star game at bat. Who was playing first base for the American League when Pujols took his first at bat and got to first base in the All-Star game?
Okay, I kind of lost you there. Can you just repeat the question?
No, you're good. Albert Pujols' first All-Star game at bat, got to first base. Who was the American League first baseman when Pujols got his first? He was a Royal. He played first base. I feel like Ben is gone.
I think we might have lost Ben.
Ben.
He didn't.
You want to take a guess as to who it was?
He didn't put the E in Andrew Wile E. Coyote either. And so really, I was on the fence.
He had Wile E. Coyote. All we wanted to do was had him add the Andrew. And then we went Andrew Coyote.
Yeah, it was tough. You said the Royals thing, my guess would have been Miguel Cabrera just based off of the
based off
of the context of why you brought that up. I don't know.
No, Mike Sweeney.
There you go.
Mike Sweeney was the first. Again, random things like that, they're going to be local. If it's a random thing like who leads the league in home run robberies since Aaron Judge, Lorenzo Cain. Mike Sweeney standing at first base greeting Albert Pujols when he got there for the first time.
And so I'm going to go ahead now, since we have a lot of extra time, I'm going to go ahead and read the 27.
The Zone with Jason Anderson on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
All right, that'll do it for this Thursday edition of The Zone. Thank you so much for tuning in and playing some Sports or Leisure along with us as well. Johnny's Tavern, $25 we were giving away for Sports or Leisure. NFL Hall of Fame game tonight.
Yes!
That means last night was the last night without there being football going on or in kind of football season. And Saturday will be our last Saturday without Chiefs football.
Our weekends.
Except for the fact that, the 3 weeks off before or 2 weeks off before. But you get the point,
You get
the point. 9 days.
Football!
That's right. There's some football going on.
The point is football!
Yeah.
Football is the point!
It is. And scoring points is the point as well.
Also important.
Todd Lebo, he's got you next on the program.